Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
A mid-20th century author once wrote that tragedy is the minor key of human existence. Speaking of, do you ever read the obituaries? I do. Obituaries remind me how mortal we all are, how brief life can be. Sometimes I read them, find a life that was well-lived and long-lived. Other times I think the life eulogized sounded empty, perhaps tragic. I pay particular attention to obituaries where the deceased was younger than me, maybe because when someone you love dies in the springtime of their youth, it's especially sad, even tragic. It seems that tragedy sang out in a major key last week. Two obituaries a couple of days ago were especially untimely. Fellow Rotarian Scott Guild was a person I knew fairly well. Scott was energetic, friendly, involved in the life of his family and community. Scott appeared to be in excellent physical shape, so I was stunned to hear his passing. My condolences go out to his family. Immediately following Scott's death notice, there was the sad news of Suzanne Seaman. A mother of two young children, wife, teacher, outdoorsy person, it was shocking to think of someone so alive just a week ago, suddenly snatched from those she loved. She was merely jogging along the road and was struck down by an auto driven by a guy who seems to be, well, to have a little respect for life. I have to confess, looking at the guy's picture in the paper makes me want to strangle him. Reasonably assured, the world would be a lot better off without a person like that. But then there would just be one more obituary. I wonder what his obituary will read like. The suddenness of the passing of these two young lives reminds me how perishable is this gift of life. It also pushes me to say I think it's a good idea to talk to loved ones about what you want at or near the end of life. The documents that certify such talks are sometimes called advanced directives or five wishes or pulsed, physician-ordered life-sustaining treatment. All of these more or less say what you want and don't want in the final days of life. That's especially important these days because hospitals and physicians can not only make you live longer, they have the power to make you die longer and longer and longer, well beyond the time when life has meaning or purpose. I'm not advocating for euthanasia, not active euthanasia at least, but passive. Hey, why cling to a whisper of a bodily shell, especially if someone has lived a full course of years? My belief in the next life makes me especially unwilling to burden friends and family with tons of medical bills and unwanted heroic medical measures. Sometimes I ponder how my own obituary will read. Such thinking sobers me, and I think if I want my surviving loved ones to say something nice, I had better spend the few remaining years well. My recently deceased friend Ken Meese would often encourage people in his prayer groups to write their own obituary. Try it. I've started mine. Viewing life from the perspective of its end can make the distance between here and there more intentional and meaningful, and its end, perhaps, a little less tragic. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.